call this meeting to order, please. Someone please rise and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Cook.
Here.
Colosimo.
Present.
Clocher.
Here.
Leschetsky.
Here.
Raiders?
Nay.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Terulis?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
A quorum is established.
Okay, for amendments to the agenda, we're going to talk about Cannonball Trail briefly after the minutes. Other than that, anyone else have any other amendments to tonight's agenda? Okay. Presentations, we do not have any listed, and I purposely left it off of the agenda tonight. We do have one presentation. We are going to recognize someone in this room who's been to more city council meetings, except maybe the chief, I don't know. But it's got to be close. I'm not sure how many other city councils have recognized a member of the press, but Tony Scott, we'd like to recognize you for being the eyes and ears of Yorkville for all of these years.
We
appreciate everything you've done over the years, and we even got new tables, and you're still leaving.
Huh? Yeah, I saw that. That's real good timing. Thanks for that.
So I would like to present with this certificate. The Mayor and City Council of the United States of Yorkville present this certificate to Tony Scott in recognition of his personal contributions to the Yorkville community through his coverage of Yorkville news and events throughout the past 22 years. We commend you for your journalistic integrity and your coverage of local government meetings and for your efforts in promoting transparency to our citizens through responsible journalism and reporting.
Thank you.
Can we get everybody up there? Come on.
Let's get everyone. Public hearings. Do we have any citizen comments on anything that's on the agenda this evening? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Leschetsky?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Fritters?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Clocher.
Aye.
Motion passes.
I entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular city council meeting of December 11, 2018 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments, questions, or corrections about the minutes? If not, all those in favor of approving the minutes as presented, please state aye.
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 Opposed? All right, so Dwight can get out of here. We will have a brief conversation about Cannonball Trail, where obviously we've been talking about some safety improvements, and you know, this last couple days shows the need for it. We with three accidents, I think, went just yesterday, correct?
Just yesterday, yep.
So I don't know who wants to open the conversation. Mr. Joel?
Yeah, I'll start. The reason why I asked Dwight to come, and I've been bothering Chief Hart, Sheriff Baird, sorry about that. Uncomfortable. The reason that I wanted to have the conversation publicly is because we had a number of recommendations that were brought to us by EEI and Eric Public Works in December from the Public Works Committee meeting. And then we're talking about what we're going to do come January. And we, you know, Chairman Greiner was over from the county board, and we kind of made it a public discussion about what's been happening and what our options are. And every time that another accident is posted to social media or to the newspaper, the comments are always, those people got to slow down. And I know the reason why the accidents are happening is people that are unfamiliar with the road are flying off of it, hitting other people, or just nailing that one guy's fence, or all of the power poles, or running into that other guy's grass. But the other reality is, and having lived here for a number of years, is that there are people that drive the road every day that are also having similar problems. And we know that Cannonball Trail progressed from a dirt road to a road without any real engineering. I travel down Cannonball Trail to Aurora every day, and I take that big 90-degree angle, and it's banked. So I know that even if I'm going a little bit over the recommended speed, I'm going to be fine. But the people at that curve right there, the Cannonball curve, are having a little bit more difficulty because they realize that they've gone past the point of no return after they've gone past the point of no return, and now we're having three accidents in one day, which is one shy of the record. Back in 2016, we had four. I do want to apologize. I kind of feel personally responsible because right after I got elected in 13, I begged you, can we please resurface Cannonball Trail? Because it was almost as bad as the Whispering Meadows roadways. So I apologize for speeding up the process of where we are. And I do understand that most of the traffic that's having these accidents are coming from the Route 34 construction, which, if you're not prepared for it, is only going to get worse. So if you are not familiar with the area, I would zoom out on your map app and try to avoid the area completely, as opposed to driving near my house, actually right behind Beth's house, and spinning out and causing some destruction, whether it's yourself or somebody else. Yesterday, the third accident was a head-on collision with a truck hitting a car. One of our neighbors was in the car that got hit. She had a child with her, I believe. It's past the point of being funny. So what we want to do is have a discussion amongst all of the stakeholders. We already talked to Chairman Greider last time. We know that there's not much we can do outside of re-engineering the road, but we're talking about the interim improvements that we can make. Alderman Funkhauser and I have been fielding phone calls, emails, messages, text messages, all about what are you going to do about it? And we know it's caused by stupidity, aka driver mishaps. We understand that. But it doesn't change the fact that we do have a responsibility to address it in some way, shape, or form. Whether it's signage or rumble strips, it doesn't really matter, but I want to have a discussion here to focus on what we can actually do in the next week, because I know that by Thursday we're gonna have temperatures in the teens, and I know that that little bit of a dusting of rain yesterday caused havoc for a lot of people, and the rerouting was, you know, it's a half hour detour for some people. So I wanted to initiate a conversation on the record, yet completely not on the agenda, so that we can actually talk about what our options are and what we can do now. Sorry about the long intro.
That's fine. Chris?
Joel summed this up pretty well, and you know, to get to the details of this one here, we have some options on the table from EEI. They provided us some good information on what we can do, some being large, grandiose of resurfacing, rebuilding the road actually at that curve, taking some land and making it a larger race. That's not something we can do right now. Sheriff, they're ready to give us the speed sign that helped us out. That we had to take that back for some issues that were needed there. We've talked about acquiring those signs for ourselves. It would be very good if we could get those expedited that process. I know we've been researching what we need to do. Those types of things, they seem small. They seem kind of trivial to put a sign up there that just flashes what your speed is. It truly did help during that week that we had that sign up there. Looking at the rumble strips, the transverse rumble strips across the actual width of the road, letting people know, hey, there's a curb, slow down. These are very simple things, but they will go a long way until we can get to an ultimate fix for this issue. We cannot, as ourselves, fix people's driving habits alone. A lot of these people, like Joel said, don't know this road. Not all of them are local. But there are locals that do use this road as well and that are guilty of, you know, going too fast and not using this road safely. Joel and I, we live there. Beth, you live right over there. We all have families. We're looking out for ourselves and for the rest of the community. We want it to be a safe road. We're looking for an interim stopgap fix for this road. Signage, you know, speed control signs. If we can get rumble strips actually grooved into the road, let's do it. We've got temperatures that are accommodating. We can groove those roads at any time. We need to find something that we can do in the interim to help prevent this. We know we can't build the road new now, and that's going to be a big undertaking if we try to do something like that. But right now, we know we have some options. We just need to look at it, and we actually do it. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I agree with what's been said so far, and I think we could do one other thing. We could talk to the church, and we just got some new squad cars, right? So we have a couple old ones. Even if you park an old one there, and because what's going to slow people down is if they know that I come around that corner, they're going to just cop it. And they're going to they'll slow themselves down because they don't want that ticket. And then, you know, some people said, well, if you do that, they'll come up. They'll figure out eventually it's fake, and that's just one time you swap out a real one. So it's something like that. It's a real simple thing to do too.
If I could pick that on that one, that's great for the southbound traffic. Do the same thing on the southbound over by Alice Road or Alice Avenue. There aren't one there occasionally. Right now we've just been focusing traffic control, a squad at that curb, move it around, put it south. We know that there's northbound traffic that's having the same issue. You know. I wouldn't just keep it right there at the curb. If you're right there, you're actually probably too late to slow the vehicles down. So we got to kind of broaden our eyes or a view of this issue and try to help. Social media is very, very powerful. I know I've been doing my part. Joel's been doing his part. We're pushing out, you know, trying to get some awareness. We can have the city do it. So if the county would be willing to cooperate to help with some, you know, social media folks on this one, it goes a long way. You know, we're just trying to create some awareness on this road and the issues that have been occurring out there.
Anyone else? Yes.
I mean, I don't do any suggestions as long as it doesn't cost too much money, obviously. The fact of the matter is, Cannonball has been there for decades. At the end of the day, it's the responsibility of the driver to follow the law. If you're speeding, you're going to be a threat no matter what road you're on. And I understand based on this curve, it's more dangerous. But you know, government can only do so far. Government doesn't have all the answers for people. At the end of the day, you got to follow the speed limit. If you take that curve at 25 miles per hour, which is the posted speed limit, you're not going to fly off the road. Plain and simple. That's what it comes down to. It's personal responsibility. Follow the law. Follow the speed limit, and we won't have those accidents. Otherwise, thankfully, that family was okay, and there were no serious injuries. But eventually, somebody's going to kill somebody. So if we can put some of the grooves in there to advise people that a curb's coming, that's cost effective. We have to put a sign with a light just to draw people's attention. I'm okay with that. But at the end of the day, we can't fix everything. People have to be responsible for how they drive and for their own actions. So I think that's the message that needs to get out to the general public. You know, follow the law, follow the speed limits. They're there for a reason. I don't like going 25 miles per hour as much as the next guy. It's slow and boring, but you know what? I drove that curve today, and guess what? I went 25 miles per hour, and miraculously, my car didn't fly off the road. So that's all I have to say.
Just a follow-up. Speed limit by posting is 45. The 25 is a suggested speed. So we get people who aren't familiar with it. They are actually trying to do the speed limit or above. You and I, we know that it's 25. We respect that. In terms of what's posted for recommended, it's not the posted speed. Posted speed is 45.
And the whole structure is posted 45?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh. I thought on the curve there, as you're heading north, on the inside curve, there's a 25 sign.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's a yellow recommended.
The speed limit is 45 on the road. The curve is 25. It's like that with every curve. You can't post the curve speed limit. It's the speed limit that's recommended for that curve.
Right, but it's not enforceable.
The posted speed limit is 45.
Yes, that's correct. So that part, perception is everything. You see a white sign that says 45. You know, a lot of people don't pay attention to those yellow signs.
In the defense, though, the 25 is posted both ways.
Sure.
And that's and it's very large.
If you're paying attention to those yellow signs, you should be doing 25 twice. People see that as a yellow, it's a recommended number.
So other than just these signs, are any of these interim solutions feasible?
Any of them can be feasible, but it's going to depend on what we can do with, like Chris said about it, this time of the year,
trying to
get asphalt money. We did do one other thing. We have the city's police department's message board up there now as well. So that is on the southbound lane. So there is one northbound and southbound, so hopefully that is a big help, because ours actually, if you go over 25, it says slow down. And if you're going under 25, it shows you your speed.
I'm only more concerned about the northbound traffic, because if they lose
There was control, a sign up there this morning, the northbound one, the county was back up.
Right, because the southbound loses control, they just go into the ditch.
No.
But no, they turn
the back. The northbound loses control, they go into oncoming traffic.
What happens is the southbound one hits that curb, and then they jerk back on the road and actually go into the southbound lane as well.
There's been a lot of more crashes, and they end up on
it's been both. And the sign from the county was up this morning, so we did on the opposite side, so we had both coverage.
And it's also, it's like we understand that there is no actual bank. There is no...
It's not supernated.
What's it called?
Supernated.
Supernated. It's not supernated, but the idea of the traffic going south isn't that they're always crossing into the other lane, but if they hit that little lip, and enough people do it every day, that right after it was resurfaced, within a week, that whole thing was carved out. All the gravel was in that grass. So people hit it, correct, and now they're heading into traffic.
Exactly.
And that's where I had my wife and all three kids in the car coming north, and somebody hit that, spun around, and went all the way around us, hit the pine trees behind us. So we understand the road's been there for years. We understand that teenagers are gonna drive like teenagers. But yesterday we had a 50-something-year-old guy and a 17-year-old girl, and then a adult, like a 40-year-old, driving a truck.
And a 7-year-old too.
Yeah. So it's like, it's all over the map as far as ages and driving skills are concerned. But again, this isn't just people who aren't familiar with the road. We've got people that are just making mistakes. But I would like to, like as we've all kind of discussed, let's just get out ahead of it and be certain that whatever we do is at least eye-opening. And we don't want to get into the whole idea of sign, you know, pollution and stuff like that. But a lot of the comments are, oh, just lower the speed limit. And then asking Brad for an explanation, and if you've ever asked Brad what the time is, you'll get a 45-minute explanation. Brad explains that MUTCD means that you have to use it's the 85th percentile, so it's the average of what people would travel with or without signs, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So they take that number, and then your posted speed limit can't be any more than 5% of that?
Variance.
Yeah, variance, 5% plus or minus. And then you can't make the difference between a straightaway and a curve greater than 20 miles an hour, right?
Correct.
So no, you can't just, like, and that was the, you can't just go in and lower and drop the speed limit.
No, that's in a perfect world.
Right.
That's what makes them design roads differently now than they did when Cannonball Trail was built. Which a curve like that probably would not be engineered like that today.
Right.
They would have flattened out the curve. So with existing roads, there could be special conditions.
So now that we all know, are you raising your hands?
Yeah. To put the grooves in, what do we have to do?
I would have to call an asphalt company to see. Most of the time it's actually done with hot asphalt. The grooves aren't cut in, they're actually rolled in.
But there are the two ways that I could be.
Right.
One is cutting and one is actually pressing.
I thought maybe we could just come in.
Yeah, which you can't. It's just a matter of, since it's existing, it's a sword, it's a cut process. It can be done, but we have to be cognizant of the temperature.
Because you can't get asphalt now.
No. So cutting is probably the better way, but it's probably more expensive.
Question.
I know that in the past there have been federal and state programs for emergency roadway improvements. Can we look in and see if there's anything out there that might be available to us for this type of a project? We can look into that, that'd be great.
And what about temporary rumble strips? I know there's something that goes above asphalt that's made out of something else that is temporary.
You do like a speed bump.
Kind of like the thermoplastic paint strips that go down. I know they're a pain for plowing, but it's at least something, a throwaway. But
we'll take a look at it.
And then we're not going to have. And then we're not going to have a properly plowed street. They're going to be able to
plow.
And they're going to plow.
And speed bumps are dangerous too.
Right.
Very dangerous. Is that a road?
Yes, it's our road.
Yeah, I don't think we would be doing speed bumps there.
You're just like thermoplastic, just something that makes the noise with the tires.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that was the question too, is whether it was our road or not. And based on Brad's answer, it doesn't even matter because you still have to do all those different studies.
But it is our road, correct?
Part. In a township. Part of ours, part of the township.
And then part county.
What, hopefully the township has the curb.
No, we have the curb. We have the 34 to the curb.
They're right, yeah.
But none of the properties abutting it, besides the residential neighborhoods on our side, right behind Beth's house, all of those are city. Everything else is county.
Because I believe in public works we discussed, you know, because straightening out is a huge expense.
Right.
But we mentioned about it could get 3 feet.
3 feet
on each side to widen.
Extend the shoulder. And that's what we're hoping to get pricing information this month at Public Works to be able to make a decision.
Okay, so. No, Jason, I'm sorry, I didn't see it.
Is there, for a temporary fix, can't you add some CA6 gravel to the north and south side of the curb to bring that up so the drop off isn't so severe? It's like you're.
They did today.
We did today.
That's what you did today.
Yeah, okay. And if you go by there next week, we'll
be gone again. Right, it's going to keep settling.
Yeah. No, it's just spread out.
Oh, okay.
But yes, we will continue to watch that.
And when is Public Works show?
Third.
The 15th.
15th, yeah.
Third. Next week, next Tuesday.
So Ted, you guys will come back with some more suggestions for Public Works and we'll resolve this in Public Works.
But in the meantime, are we okay keeping the sign and we'll keep our sign up on the other direction?
Yes, we have two, so we'll make sure you are pulled up on anywhere we can.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Do you have anything else, Dwight? Anything you wanted to say or anything?
No, Rich and I have been in communication with Robert, so he was a problem. I think back first week of December when the sign was out there last, probably about a month ago. So we'll try and maybe get it in a steady rotation until a permanent fix or perhaps some road strips or something can be put in. But anything else if you need from the county, just please.
Thanks, Chair.
Yes.
Just so we know, what's the timeline on the 34 to the other side of the bridge? What are they looking for completion? Is that sometime late next summer? That's optimistic.
So it's a year out.
The larger side of the project is the side that's not done yet. That's the more complicated side. There's the sound walls. There's more storm sewer.
I was just wondering if people are using that as short of that.
Absolutely they are. I would guarantee that.
So I'm going to hope you heard that.
Yeah, otherwise you're stuck at Cannonball by the courthouse facing east. Mm-hmm. And you've got 20 minutes to get to 47, or you can get off Cannonball
and
you have 47 3 minutes. Of course, people are going to
throw it or somebody's here.
There's you always supposed to Cannonball. Well, I mean, seriously, you block Cannonball north of Fatson. So if you're going to Cannonball south of Fatson, you got to come in on 34. If you're going to Cannonball north of Fatson, you got to come in on 47. And there's no true track. That's going to cut off the construction track. It's not close. It's just...
Yeah, the idea of shutting off that road coming east, while it might sound preferable to some, I just know that there's a way to get from over there to into my neighborhood, and that's my secret passage. So let's be real.
It's not so secret. Right.
Well, I'm just glad it's not illustrated on our map here.
All right, so everyone's good. Just take this conversation to Public Works, and hopefully newspaper and radio help people to slow down.
Please.
Okay, well, thank you all. Thank you, Dwight.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you, Sheriff.
What else do we have here?
Public Works.
Public Works. I'll turn this over to Joel.
All right. I make a motion to reject the submitted bids received for the Public Works radio purchases.
Is there a second?
Second.
Comments, questions?
Just a quick synopsis. These were all for a purchase agreement. And due to the fact that technology is turning over every 4 or 5 seconds, it makes more sense to enter into a lease agreement so that we basically have a service agreement on top of that and don't have to be stuck with old, outdated radios again.
Roll call.
Craters?
Aye.
Chirillis?
Aye.
Pelosima?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, no other committee reports from Park Board or Zoning Commission? No city council report, city clerk's report?
Yes, I just wanted to announce that on February 2nd at 10 o'clock at Trinity United Methodist Church, there's going to be a speaker there who just had a book published titled Good Night Sweet, A Caregiver's Long Goodbye. And she's going to be talking about, dealing with Alzheimer's and dementia and the elderly. So if you're interested, feel free to come by at 10 o'clock February 2nd, Saturday at Trinity United Methodist Church. Thanks.
Thank you. Any community liaison reports? Staff reports? Additional business? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for litigation.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, no action will be taken afterwards.